I've come to a riding school by the banks of the River Lee in Cork. It's called Hop Island Equestrian Centre. And in case you're wondering if it's really an island, it isn't. It's a tiny strip of land that looks a tiny bit like an island because it juts out into the estuary of the river. But the estuary of the River Lee is full of these kind of little islands. I've got a dog here with me. He's a Cotton de Tulier. He's white, small, and he's sniffing his way around. And I thought I'd just give you a flavour of this place. I see horses here. I see four of them with coats on, standing in an arena. And I suppose they're horses as opposed to ponies. Now, I stress that I speak as someone who knows nothing about horses or ponies. Everything I know I learned from my daughter. We're just walking over in the direction. It's a little bit muddy underfoot. There's been rain, obviously, and there are puddles around. Bits of gravel here, grey granite chips, I suppose you'd call them. And over here the dog is walking and the horse, one of the horses has come over straight away. I'm not sure if the horse is expecting to be fed. Two of the horses are looking at me. Three of the horses. I'm now standing about... if you were to, the dog and the horse are sniffing each other. Horse is bending down in the direction of the dog. The other horse has just snorted, if that's the right word. And if my daughter was here, she could tell me. I mean, this is a brown one with a little diamond kind of mark in the middle of its forehead. And there's a... The other one here is a brown one. The horse has touched me. The horse is touching the iPhone and I can feel the warm... the horse flicked its upper lip at the... And the two horses have spoken to each other. Now we got another one over here who is black. This is a black horse. They look ever so nice. They really do. Oh, black one's a little bit quiet, turned away. The dog is... right down here. One of the horses is completely ignoring us. Now the arena, I think it's called, is full of sand and full of the horse hoof marks. This horse is being particularly curious and sniffing me up. He's now decided he's going to taste my jacket. That's fair enough now, but I like you very much. And this horse's name might be Landa, or else that might be the name of the coat that the horse is wearing. This one is called Bucas and has a shamrock on it. I've no idea if these horses really have names like that. Anyway, that's one part of Hop Island Equestrian Centre. These look like the serious end of the equestrian centre here. My daughter's in the less serious because she's 7 years of age and she would want me to stress that she got on a horse when she was 2.5. I have to stress that her mother was holding her and that somebody else was holding the reins of the pony. And it was a pony, not a horse. And anyway, there's a horse box here on the left-hand side, a couple of them. They don't ever seem to move. They seem to be here all the time. The dog is keen to go and look at the river. And the nice thing about this place is that your daughter can be off having her riding lesson, which probably hasn't started yet. It's not due to start until 12 o'clock. And I can look over the railings here, wooden fence, down into the water of the river. Just moving. It was very, very flat and calm and it's very mild this morning. And across the other side I can see the smoke from an industrial plant. The smoke is being driven eastwards by the wind, so that'll tell you the prevailing wind here. This is I for Williams Trailers. I don't know, maybe a company called Williams makes trailers. Anyway, let's go down and have another look further down here. There are teenage girls laughing and coughing over there. They, I think, are probably looking after horses and maybe come here for the weekend. I suspect that they're looking at a smartphone or they have a camera with them. Anyway, there are horses in stables there. Loads of them, about 10. There you are. I'm now walking on straw. I suppose this is bedding for horses. I presume they don't eat that stuff. Who knows? Anyway, people here with riding hats on them, black horse called Messi, with a saddle and a numna underneath, a pink numna. Messi. And girls here with a wheelbarrow pushing sawdust around the place. I think I'm going to be hit by a sawdust bale. No, sawdust bale has gone wrong. They're all doing wheelbarrows here. People are taking horses out of, what do you call them? Stables. Yeah. They all seem to have pink numnas on. Oh no, here's a white numna. Probably wondering what a numna is if you don't know very much. I only picked this up for my daughter. It's what goes underneath the saddle. Let's have a look here and see. The previous lesson is just finishing, and my dear daughter is waiting here. Oh, she's got her hat on and got her crop and got her body protector and got her... She's running away. Got her riding boots and got her jodhpurs on. And inside the arena here, the learning arena, the indoor arena, the other one I was describing was outdoors, are four people on little ponies. And they're just finishing their lesson. There's one person teaching. She's got little boots with little fur sticking out of the top of them. There are loads of pigeons on the ground pecking away sawdust. And I think they're going to all be getting off the ponies. Oh, I see a crop being dropped by a little girl in a pink top and another crop being dropped. So I guess that's the thing you do first before you get off a horse or a pony. You drop your crop. Then you have to pick it up, and you have to be careful that the horse doesn't kick you when you pick up the crop. The dog is very calm here. Giving ponies carrots seems to be. Oh, the two girls here. Oh, Manny Dot is giving the horse a good tap on the side and rubbing the pony. Though this looks like a horse. Is Caesar a pony or a horse?
It's a horse.
It's a horse. How do I know the difference? Oh, yeah.
Ponies are in those stalls back there, and sometimes at the ones behind.
I think I'm surrounded now by a few parents and children and ponies, and Caesar's getting a good slapping on the side of the cheek. You're probably wondering about the smell, and it does smell. Yes, it does. I guess it smells of... I suppose it smells of urine. Can't be too sure about what the smell is, except it's that kind of smell you get when, there's horse poo around the place and horses bedding around the place. And got a horse here called Roland, another one called Thierry, one here called Puddles, and one called Coomer, and one called Buster. But Buster's a pony. Surely Buster is a pony. Yeah, Buster's a pony. Sammy. And then another one called Sammy. You can't have two of them called Sammy. Doesn't make any sense. Maybe they're twins. Well, there we are. My daughter now has gone inside. Has she? Yeah, I think that's her. Can I recognize my own daughter? Good question. Yes, she is. She's standing... There are three ponies and four girls. One girl, two ponies being led away, and another one being led away. Right, well, they're walking around in the middle of the sawdust and they're happy. And I'm going to take a few photographs just to keep my hand in it, taking snaps. And I might say a little bit more later on if anything dramatic happens. Okay, well, I said there might be some drama, and there has been. I've been standing here, leaning over, taking snaps with my Canon 550D, just in case you're interested in what I'm using. Not that I'm very good on the camera, but I've just been taking a few pictures of my daughter as she came round. But then the father of one of the girls, who I think is Polish, leant over to me and said something that I first of all thought he wanted me to take photographs of his daughter, and I said, fine, no problem. And then he said, no, I don't want any photographs taken of my daughter, which is fine by me, totally fine by me. But that was the first contact I had with, the first time I've spoken to anybody here, actually. I spent most of my time just looking at horses and watching them. They're now trotting, I think it's called trotting, around the arena. What can I see? Soft hands. Is that soft hands I see? There it goes. My daughter seems to have a straight back on her. Not that I know. I think you're meant to push your back up straight and keep soft hands. Is that right? There are six of them. Now they're coming back diagonally across the arena. I guess this is one of the maneuvers that you do when you're... I would say my daughter's probably the youngest of them. The man who didn't want me to photograph his daughter has an absolutely wonderful looking rider there. I mean, she looks so impressive, his daughter. Now they're doing a little circle around a jump. Not jumping. I think they might be jumping later on. But they're back now, all lining up, and the lesson will carry on. This is only 14 minutes past 12. I have no intention of describing the lesson. It finishes at 1 o'clock. But if anything else dramatic happens, I'll come back and record a little more. Well, there was a little more drama. The arrival of a cross between a Shih Tzu and a Bichon Frise. So my little dog, Rocky, caught in Detulia, was beside himself. I actually think he was so excited because finally a dog arrived that was smaller than him, who he could reasonably hope to dominate. So he was practically wetting himself with excitement, trying to climb up on top of the man who had the little dog in his arms. So I had to quickly restrain him from that kind of behaviour. But all the time that little dog was here in its owner's arms, Rocky was just beside himself. Now he's a lot calmer. Now we're close to the end of the lesson. We're down to the last 3 minutes, and here comes my daughter into action on her pony. Be passing by here in a second, hitting him a little slap. Now she's heading over the first set of poles. She's got over that one, over the second. Oh, she jumped two poles. Successfully cleared a clear round, I think you would say. And here comes the next one. It's actually horses going quite a bit faster. But never mind. That one did it, slowed right down. Well, that's fine. So that's it. They've been going round and round this arena during the last half hour, 40 minutes. Trying to get the horses. I never really realised that horses were quite as lazy as they are. Unless you really get them moving, they would happily just do nothing. Anyway, that's it. Hop Island Equestrian Centre. You can find them on the internet as Hop Island, HOPISLAND.com. Big huge arena here indoors. I wouldn't be any good at judging whether they're any good, but the one thing is that my daughter loves it. And that's what really matters most of all to me. So this is the last bit of drama. I've got a slow puncture in one of my tyres. So I decided enough is enough, and it's time. I've got to drive to Limerick later on. So I want the tyre to be fully pumped up. So my daughter is out the back of the car, checking to let me know when the air has reached the right level. I'm sitting here, letting the little machine do the job. Oh!
I just turned it off.
Is it finished?
I think so. Come see.
Oh, I don't need to check. Turn it on again.
I think it's in the middle of 20. Not like
between 20 and 30?
No, there's half of 20 on one side and there's half of 20 on the other side. And then there's the little line in the middle.
That sounds very much like 25. Turn it on again. See, let's turn it on again. Will you? Can you just hold this bit here? If you just hold that thing there in the seat where I was sitting, push it so it goes, and I'll tell you how it is doing. Now, we need a bit more. We just need a bit more.